You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You've produced a study investigating the fusing, connecting power experienced by members of the Christchurch community during the February 2011 Christchurch earthquake. So can you explain what is meant by connecting power?
Well, identity fusion is a measurement that is meant to capture what is the overlap between the self-identity and the identity of the group. So sometimes people feel that they're very identified with a group in a way that their personal identity is intertwined with the group, and they'd be even willing to act and do radical things in the name of the group. So that is the concept of connecting power.
And can you explain what the term identity fusion means for our listeners?
Sure. So as I just explained, identity fusion is an overlap between the self-identification and the group identification in a way that I feel as if I'm part of the group and the group is me. For example, we can see that process in soldiers that call each other when they're, you know, at the front. In wartime, they call each other brother, so they relate as if a general connection of the role that they're feeling on behalf of the nation, let's say, becomes a very intimate and personal one.
So your study raises questions about the causes of the earthquake, and one of the more interesting findings was that people believed God or a supernatural agency was involved. Why do you think people believed this to be a reason?
Well, we didn't examine the causes of the earthquake are, but rather what the effect of the earthquake is socially. So what we did examine was what happened when people did believe or attribute agency to God or for the earthquake happening for a reason to their feelings towards their community. And we found that when people were ones that attributed more agency to God behind the earthquake or there was a reason behind the earthquake, then people felt closer to their group.
So this is the first study to show that negative effects do not need to be caused by other people to create a sense of attachment in a community. Why was it important to showcase this?
Well, until now, this idea of identity fusion was only shown in cases of war or terror, and we didn't know what happens when an earthquake happens or another natural disaster. It's important because we want to learn about human behavior and about this phenomenon of overlapping of identity between the person and the group. And does it have to have a group that is kind of threatening us in order for us to feel so connected to our group? Or is it sufficient that a bad thing would happen? We all share a negative effect or a negative event that was caused by nature, let's say, for us to feel very connected with our group.
And so this study has shown that natural disasters bring about community attachment and produces stronger bonds and groups. So how can this be used in future disaster cases when it comes to rebuilding after the event has taken place?
Well, there are a few implications that we found. The first was that for people who were fused, they were more willing to donate or volunteer for the group when they were more fused with Christchurch. So the fact that we reminded people of the earthquake made them be more inclined to do things for the group. So maybe reminding people of the disaster and its effect can kind of recruit us to a social effort for our group.
And so your study focused on people from the earthquake in the age group that are over 18. Do you think people, I know you don't focus on people under the age of 18, but do you think they felt the same connectedness or fusion power as well?
That's a good question. It's worth researching. We wanted people, we actually had in the survey people who were 22 at the time of completing the survey, so they were 18 when they experienced the earthquake. I wonder if it would be similar or different. I have a feeling that maybe we would find different results because younger adults might not be as aware of the community as, you know, teenagers may not be as aware of the community as adults do and of the connectedness to the city.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.